shall be. Bullheaded.
Bullheaded.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, I don't think of anything else.
And if somebody gets their feelings hurt all the time too easily, and they take seriously everything that everybody says, you'd say don't be so.
Talking about people carrying chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, but suppose
that ain't what you want.
They get offended easily.
Easy. Touchy?
Yeah. And say anything else?
No, I wouldn't know what else to say. Touchy. Touchy.
Suppose somebody does something that just goes against another man. The other man is liable to get pretty
frothy or sore.
What else? First one, what'd you say first?
Frothy.
Mm-hmm. Say mad.
Mad. Yeah. Mad or sore. Well, they both mean about the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody got excited and upset, you might tell them, try to keep
cool.
Or what means the same thing as cool? Just sit down and take it easy and don't get nervous and just keep cool and keep collected and keep
calm.
Yeah. Now, when you tell somebody to keep calm, would this be, what kind of situation would you tell them to keep calm in?
Keep worrying about anything.
What kind of situation would you say this in?
Cool and collected.
Uh-huh. You'd say this after what happened? Would you say it to somebody that's in distress, or would you say it just to somebody that's excited?
Excited. Yeah. Somebody that was excited.
What if somebody was excited and they were happy? Would you say keep calm? Would that fit them? Okay. After a long, hard day's work, a man is liable to be pretty wet.
Liable to be tired.
Mm-hmm. And suppose it was a very hard day's work. He worked terrifically hard, long. He's just a plump what?
Tuckered out.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Worn out. Which would you say?
Worn out, I expect.
You wouldn't say wore out.
No. I thought the man got wore out, he couldn't work anymore.
Okay, you would use that expression for that.